Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to talk about your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, more companies offering services to help employees who are struggling financially, and a list of the top 10 startups in the U.S. Those stories after this. You have a business. Your business must do accounting, sales, inventory, and so on. How are you currently managing that? I'm assuming a different department for each one, right? That's really an inefficient way to figure out your numbers. And if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. Now, there's a better way. Welcome to NetSuite by Oracle, the business management software that handles every aspect of your business in an easy-to-use cloud platform, giving you the visibility and control you need to grow. Get your time back and lose the headaches. Manage all aspects of your business right from your phone or desktop. That's why NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system. And right now, NetSuite is offering you valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/Gordon. That's netsuite.com/Gordon to download your free guide called 7 key strategies to grow your profits. netsuite.com/Gordon. A growing number of companies is helping workers gain access to payroll advances and loans, reflecting concern over the impact money problems are having on productivity levels and worker retention. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann set this up.
It's a benefit that some companies are offering, which is to allow their employees to either take out like payroll loans where they can take out a loan, maybe a couple thousand dollars, and pay it back in installments from their directly from their paychecks, or some companies are allowing people to take payroll advances, which come through third parties that charge a few dollars often for the opportunity to sort of advance a portion of your next paycheck.
Wow. All right. So is this a largely big businesses that are doing this, or are there some small ones involved here too?
I mean, it seems like it's a mixture. I think in general, companies that have a workforce that maybe is more credit constrained might be thinking about offering this. So if your employees are having trouble getting access to credit because their credit scores are, you know, subprime, then that's often the profile of the type of company that might want to do this. Spoke to another company that specializes in long-term care where the workers are paid on an hourly basis, you know, $15, $16, $17 an hour, and the workers like to have the payroll advance option in that case because sometimes their bills are due before their next paycheck comes, so it just allows them more flexibility.
All right. I saw there was one person in your story who said it's possible that this could actually encourage early spending, which might not be a good habit.
Well, I mean, in theory, it's possible if you're constantly taking $200. If you take $200 out of the next paycheck to pay bills that come due or to do whatever, you know, you could leave yourself with a $200 hole in the next pay cycle. So it just depends on the person and how they manage it, I think.
We're speaking with Ann Turgeson, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Some Companies Offer a New Benefit, Payroll Advances and Loans. I guess there's an argument that some may make that says, why don't you just pay these folks more? They wouldn't have to be in this position, perhaps.
I think that's certainly the counter argument, and that companies are trying to do this to help their employees gain greater financial flexibility. But you know, the big picture here is that a lot of people just are barely making ends meet, or maybe they're not making ends meet, and maybe the wages are more the big issue.
Thanks, Ann. Ann Turgeson, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. More after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
We'll finish with this. These are the top 10 startups in the U.S., according to LinkedIn, written up by USA Today. Number one, Snowflake Computing, led by a team of experts who hold patents in the fields of database architecture and query optimization. Number two, Dosist, created with the goal of making the first cannabis products based on the science behind the plant. Number three, Samsara, develops a hardware-software platform. The company offers GPS fleet tracking, dash cam, and Wi-Fi hotspot services. Number four, DoorDash, the food delivery company, has doubled its employee base every year in its six-year history. Number five, Brex, in business-to-business financial services. It offers a unique corporate card for startups based on funding rather than credit history. Number six, Good American. It's a fitness fashion line founded by Khloe Kardashian. Number seven, Robinhood, recruits people who share its vision of democratizing the financial system. The number eight in the top 10 startups in the U.S., according to LinkedIn, Peloton Interactive. It offers live and recorded classes connected to at-home equipment. Number nine, Compass, one of the largest independent real estate brokerage firms. Compass is planning to hire hundreds over the next year. And number 10, Nuro. This robotics company is in the race to get self-driving delivery pods on the road. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.